哈利路亚，我们温哥华教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, greeting to all members in Vancouver Church.
啊，非常感谢主，我们今天晚上啊能够在这里见面来敬拜神。
I truly thank the Lord that tonight we can come here together and worship God.
啊，小弟是李传道，李英书传道。
I am preacher Lee.
这一次啊，受到差派，那么来。来协助我们这边这次的灵恩布道会。
And being sent by and arranged by the church, I'm here to assist in the evangelical as well as the spiritual convocations.
跟我们弟兄姐妹啊一同来领受神丰富的恩典。
And I can come here and share into the abundant blessing of God.
啊，昨天呢、啊，从台湾啊平安抵达到这个地方来。
Last night I arrived here safely from Taiwan.
对小弟来讲啊，这当然是一个很高兴的啊一个机会。
And for me, this is a wonderful opportunity.
因为加拿大这是我第一次来到。
Because this is my first time visiting Canada.
这是一个很美的一个国家。
Indeed, this is a beautiful country.
但是我想啊，更有意义的是让我能够有机会啊，那么在各地。看到我们真耶稣教会啊，在成长的一些实际情形。
But I think the most significant part of my visit here is for me to witness of the growth of church, in the rest of the world.
在我们全球各地啊，我们所有的真耶稣教会都不断的在追求长进。
Every part of the world, we see that our true Jesus church is growing.
不管是在南洋啊，不管是。这个在中国大陆，在台湾或者等等很多地方，我们都一样的，那么在追求长进。
Whether it's in the Southeast Asia, in China, everywhere we can see that our true Jesus Church is prospering.
主奇妙的带领，把我们从各地啊，那么带领我们的脚步到这个地方来。
And it is under the miraculous guiding of our Lord that we can come here to Canada.
我们也在这里啊，来设立教会。
And we come here, we establish a church.
我们也期望在这个地方啊，能够把主的名能够更发扬光大。
We also pray that in this place we can glorify the name of our Lord.
让我们的教会啊，在主的面前能够更长进。
And that our church can grow in the Lord.
当我们想到教会的长进的时候
，Every time we think about the growth of a church,
也许我们都会想到啊，使徒教会啊，就是我们一个模范。
And we'll see apostolic church as our model.
在使徒时代的教会啊，他们领受从神来的力量。
During the time of apostle, they received the power from God.
他们建设了教会。
They established a church.
那么圣经上啊，常常讲到使徒时代的教会啊，他们发展的一些情形。
And in the Bible, we often can read about the growth of the church during apostolic time.
我想我们都以这个啊作为我们一个目标。
And we use that as our goal, in the growth of our church.
那么使徒的时代的教会啊，是什么样的一些情形
？And what situation is like in the church during the apostolic time.
我们晚上啊，我们用一些用几点啊，那么来做互相的勉励。
And tonight we're going to use a few points for our mutual encouragement.
作为啊我们努力的一个目标。
And all this that we're going to learn will set as a goal for us to pursue.
第一个方面呢、啊，是他们在这个数量上面的增长。
First is increasing in numbers.
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's turn into the Bible.
来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter two。
使徒行传第二章四十七节。
Acts chapter two verse 47。
我们看四十六节。
Verse 46。
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家里拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们啊！这里谈到使徒时代的教会啊，那么他们天天那么都有主赏赐的人加在他们当中。
Here it talks about that during the time of apostle, every day the Lord add numbers to them.
不但是人数越来越多
，Not only they are increasing in numbers daily.
那么教会数也是越来越多。
They are also increasing in the number of churches.
我们来看第九章。
Chapter 9 of Acts.
《使徒行传》第九章三十一节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 31。
这里说，那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得到平安，被建立。凡是敬畏主、蒙圣灵的安慰啊， 那么人数啊就增多了啊。这里说啊，那么在各地方，那么教会不断的建立起来。
Here it says that the church continue, the church throughout Judea continue to grow.
不但单一的一个教会啊，人数不断的增多。
Not even within the church number grows.
那么同时啊，他们在不管走到哪里，那么都在那里啊来建立教会。
But also wherever they go, they continue to establish a church.
就好像我们盟主啊，那么带领我们的脚步到这个地方来，我们也在这里啊来建立教会一样。
Just like all of us here, we are being arranged by the will of God to come here to establish church.
今天我们在全球各地啊都有我们的教会。
And everywhere we go in this rest of the world, we can see our churches.
但是当然我们不能以目前的状况啊，那么就做满足了。
However, we can never be satisfied with our current situations.
我们还有很多地方啊，是我们未得之地。
There are many places that is waiting for us to explore.
还有很多地方没有得到这个圣灵的引领。
And there are many places still waiting for the downpouring of the Holy Spirit and guidance.
那么这些啊都是我们努力的一个目标。
And all these are our goal.
那不但是在量数量上面的增长。
Not only we strive to grow in numbers.
我们这些蒙神拣选的人呢、啊，我们也要在质的方面呢、啊、来提升。
We also must strive to grow in quality.
那么这个词的这个提升呢、啊，就是我们对主的认识，跟主的这种亲近呢、啊，那么是越来越长进的。
To grow in quality is to grow in our closeness with God and our understanding of Him.
我们来看十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
十六章的第五节。
Chapter 16 verse 5.
于是众教会啊，信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。啊，这里说信徒的这个信心呢、啊，越来越坚固。
Here it says that the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers.
信徒的信心坚固，就是代表啊，对神的认识越来越深，跟神的关系啊，越来越亲密。
When it says here the members were strengthened in their faith, this means that the members come closer to God.
我们当然很期望啊，在数量上面、啊、不断的来成长。
We all hope that we can grow in numbers and quantity.
但是我们也很盼望啊，我们在属灵的这个知识各方面呢、啊，不断的来追求更多的长进。
But I also hope that we can strive to grow in spiritual quality.
所以以我们个人来讲
，So for each of us，
大家在读经、在参加圣工或者是在祷告各方面呢、啊，来追求更多的长进。
Whether we are reading the Bible or we're praying, we are striving for spiritual quality.
以读经来讲好了。
When we are reading the Bible.
我想我们在聚会当中啊，我们都会读到几节圣经。
I'm sure that every time when you come for service, you'll come across a few verses in the Bible.
但是聚会当中啊，所看到圣经啊，这边读一节，那边念一节啊，这样子还是不够的。
But we know that as we are reading the Bible, as we are reading Bible during the sermon, we are flipping, back and forth in the, of the Bible.
我们每一个人呢、啊，都必须要从创世纪一直到启示录啊，那么不断的、反复的，那么。这个很全面的，那么来这个研读圣经。
But more importantly, all of us have to read from cover to cover, from Book of Genesis to Revelations.
一遍又一遍的，那么来熟读它。
We have to be very familiar with this Bible.
我们相信呢、啊，每这个读一次圣经啊，那么我们对神的领受啊，就这个有多一份的这个收获。
I'm sure that every time when you read the Bible, you will have a deeper understanding of God.
这些对我们灵性的增长啊，那么是不能够忽略的。
And this is very important to our spiritual growth.
那么其他我们对圣工的参与、对聚会的这个重视，那么对祷告的重视，这些都是提高我们词的这个成长。
And to add to this reading of the Bible is ourself coming to service and our prayer.
所以一个教会的成长啊，第一个就是要在这些量、这些词的方面呢、啊，那么来不断的来提升。
So the first important quality or condition for the growth of a church is to increase in quality as well as quantity.
像一个教会的体质啊，那么才是强健的。
Then we can say that this is a strong church.
那么除了这个以外、啊、
，besides these,
教会啊，那么必须要来高举基督。
Our church has to glorify and uphold the name of Christ.
要让人家看到啊，这个教会啊，那么是有基督在这里掌权的。
So that we can see that, so others can see that it is the Lord that reigns in this church.
现在世界上啊，越来越多的教会啊，那么不断的跟这个社会啊，来紧密的结合。
And we can see that there are many churches right now, are compromising with the world.
也许很多人认为，那么要与社会不断的密切结合啊，那么才能够来增加我们的教会的数量，那么教会也能够成长。
And they thought that by compromising with the world, this is a way for them to grow in quantity and increase in their membership.
在跟教跟社会结合的时候啊，我们也不要忘记，那么让这个教会的本质啊不能够失落的。
But on one hand, if we want to compromise the world, we must not forget that we may lose the quality of the church.
因为教会假使失去了主耶稣在这里做主
，If we have lost Christ in this church,
那么教会啊，那么就失去力量。
Then this church will lose its power.
约翰福音十二章
，John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章三十二节
Verse 32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣这话原是指着自己啊，将要怎样死来说的。主耶稣说啊，他从地上被举起来之后啊，那么要吸引万人来归他。
Here Jesus said that I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
啊，这边讲得很清楚，说这件事情啊，是指着主耶稣啊，那么为我们牺牲以后啊，那么这一件事情来讲
，and this is telling us what happened after when Jesus has sacrificed his life.
主耶稣在世界上的时候啊
，during the time when Jesus was on this earth,
饱受很多的误会，很多的攻击。
He faced many persecutions.
当时人瞧不起他。
At that time, he was being mocked by others.
也瞧不起一切信耶稣的人。
And many people mocked those who believe in him.
所以当时很多人呐、啊、被。看为啊是世界上的啊这个残渣一样。
As a result, they are seen as dirt.
是被人所轻视的。
And they are being despised. The Christian were then being despised.
但是从主耶稣这个在十字架上面完成了救恩之后啊。
However, the moment when Jesus he has completed his salvations on the cross.
反而啊整个圣功的推展啊，那么比主耶稣在世界上的时候啊，那么更加的活泼。
And the work of salvations.Prosper since then.
这个其实也是神的一项工作的计划。
And this is part of the plan of God.
因为主耶稣他亲自说了这样的预言呢。
Because he himself has prophesied.
说他从这个地上被举起来以后啊，那么要吸引更多的人来归他。
That when I'm lifted up from the earth, then more men will be drawn to me.
所以真正圣功的发展呢、啊，那么是在主耶稣被钉在十字架之后。
So we know that the time when holy work truly prospers, the time after when Jesus was crucified.
为我们人类牺牲在十字架上面之后，那么教会才建立。
It is only after when he sacrificed for all mankind and the sinners that the church was established.
主耶稣虽然被钉了，但是他并不是就不在我们当中了。
Although when Jesus was crucified, doesn't mean that he's not among us.
反而他的圣灵差遣圣灵降临，那么圣灵亲自工作来建立教会。
And he has sent the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Spirit, it has.Established the church.
所以我们看到主耶稣这个升天之后啊，教会建立以后，那么圣功发展的一些情形。
So we can see the situation after when Jesus was crucified, then the church starts to establish.
在第一次的布道当中啊，那么就有3000个人呐、啊，那么心受了感动来受洗归入主的名下。
And it was on the first evangelical service that there were 3,000 people were being baptized.
后来神迹奇事不断的显明。
And since then, miracle and wonders.
像在圣殿美门的门口啊，有一个啊不能走路的人，后来得到医治了。
For example, we all remember about this paralytic outside this gate of beautiful was being healed.
借着这样的神迹啊，那么来信主的人呐、啊，那么增加到5000之多。
And it was through this that there were more people who come to believe in Christ to 5,000.
所以后来教会虽然受到逼迫，但是各地教会啊，却借着逼迫啊，那么有更多人来相信。
And later on, the church faced with many persecution, but rather it's because of the persecution more people came to believe.
这些都是主耶稣这句话，这个预言啊，那么得到应验。
And we all can see that truly this prophecy by Jesus was being fulfilled.
那么今天我们看到全世界每一个角落啊，那么都有基督教啊，那么这个传播在那个地方。
And today we can see that in every corner of the world, there are many Christian churches.
我们可以知道，那么主耶稣的这个预言呢、啊，那么是越来越让我们得到信心。
And that we have more faith with this prophecy by Jesus himself.
啊，但是以我们真耶稣教会来讲啊，我们相信呢、啊，这个圣灵还差派我们要做更多更有意义的工作。
As for ourselves, in true Jesus Church, we believe that the Holy Spirit will guide us to do more work.
在别人已经打下基础的很多地方，我们要把这个圣灵的工作啊，在那个地方啊，那么来介绍给他们。
We'll continue to work in many places where others have laid the foundations, and that is through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以, 假使不是主亲自来吸引人啊,我们没有一个人能够来认识主。
If it is not by the Lord Himself that attract others, that none of us will come to believe in Him.
主耶稣用他的圣灵亲自建设了我们真耶稣教会。
The Lord Jesus used His Holy Spirit to establish our true Jesus Church.
他也托付给我们这样一个非常重要的一个使命。
And He also has entrusted us an important mission.
所以我们今天能够在各地啊, 那么来设立我们的教会。
And it's because of this that we can establish churches in every part of the world.
我想我们更应当啊, 彼此互相来勉励。
And all the more we have to encourage each other.
啊, 这个福音啊, 能够更加的广传。
So that the gospel of truth can be widespread.
所以虽然我们在温哥华这个地方信徒数还不是很多,
although in Vancouver we don't have many members,
哎, 但是我们却愿意啊, 那么来, 这个付出我们的权力啊, 我们全部的力量, 那么来, 这个, 来举开这个布道会。
But we're willing, and we're willing to take on this mission and conduct a spiritual and evangelical service.
就是我们有这样的一个心智。
It is because we have this attitude.
那么人有愿做的心啊, 必蒙主耶稣悦纳。
And if we have such a determination, then the Lord will be pleased.
虽然我们的力量还有很多不足的地方,
although we are still lacking in many,
但是相信主耶稣啊, 会带领我们的脚步, 会让我们的工作啊, 来得到果效。
But I'm sure the Lord Jesus will continue to guide our steps.
只要我们是清楚, 那么主耶稣托付给我们这样的一个使命。
Only when we are very clear that the Lord has entrusted this mission upon us.
那么虽然很多的教会啊, 现在越来越世俗化了,
though we have seen many churches have become worldly,
但是假使我们对主耶稣所托付的这个使命啊, 非常清楚的时候,
but if we ourselves are very clear with the mission that God has entrusted upon us,
我们就会了解啊, 那么要把我们的教会传的, 这个更普遍啊, 更重要的, 那么是要让这个道理啊, 没有变质。
Then we must all the more be determined that our truth will not be contaminated.
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's look into the Bible.
看哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
弟兄们, 从前我到你们那里去啊, 并没有用高言大志来对你们宣传神的奥秘, 因为我曾定了主意, 在你们中间啊, 不知道别的, 只知道耶稣基督, 并他定十字架。 保罗啊, 他是一个很有学问的人。
We all know that Paul is a learned man.
他也有相当的这个, 学问, 他有很好的地, 这个地位。
And he has high education as well as very good status in a society.
但是他不用啊, 他所拥有的这些属世的学问啊, 那么来宣扬基督。
However, he never used his eloquence or his superior wisdom to proclaim about Christ.
什么都可以不知道, 但是耶稣基督的这种十字架的恩典啊, 不能不, 啊, 被大家来知道。
For he says here, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ.
所以一个教会啊, 那么这个传播的道理啊, 那么不能够脱离耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
So we all know that for church itself, the truth that we preach can never depart from the salvation of Jesus Christ.
现在很多的教会啊, 那么他们, 这个反而啊, 把很多的力量, 力量啊, 那么在投注在这个社会福利啊, 或者是这种慈善事业上面。
Today we see many churches devoting a lot of their time in charity work.
这个也许啊, 是对人有帮助的。
Of course this is of some help.
但是做这些慈善的事业, 这些啊, 有很多的机构啊, 都还能够做得比教会更好。
However, we know that many charitable organizations can do an even better job than the churches.
也许政府啊, 那么他就有这样的一份心力, 有这样的一个义务啊, 那么为所有的这个百姓啊, 那么来谋更多的福利。
And for example, the government itself is very concerned about social welfare and looking to the benefit of the people.
也有很多其他的机构都在 这个用心啊, 做好这些事情。
As well as many private organizations, they strive to do the charity work.
但是唯有啊, 引人到神的面前来, 这件工作是, 没有任何一个团体可以取代。
But there isn't any organization that can take over this work of saving souls.
只有教会才能够带领一个人来到神的面前。
Only church can save a person and bring the person to God.
来领受从神来的力量。
And to receive this power from God.
所以我们教会啊，不能够忽略，要把这个主耶稣十字架救恩呢，把它传扬。更加的普遍。
And therefore, we should never neglect this importance of spreading the gospel of Jesus.
所以我们不管是在哪一个地方的我们的真耶稣教会。
And no matter where we are, for our true Jesus Church.
我们在同一位灵的这个引领之下。
And under one common spirit.
我们所传的，那么都是一致的。
The truth that we spread is one.
这是证明啊，神在我们当中。
And it's proof that God is with us.
啊，我们也要这个明白主耶稣啊说这个赏赐给我们的这样的一种本质。
And we must understand this is the substance and the quality that God has given us.
把这个福音呢、传得全备。
So that we can preach a complete truth.
这个福音呢、就是真理的福音。
And this is the truth of salvation.
合乎真理的福音呢、它才能够让一个人呢、真正来到神的面前。
Only the truth that is of God that can bring a person to God.
所以求主啊，能够加添给我们更多的心力。
So I pray to the Lord that He can add on strength.
让我们每一个人都有一颗勇敢的这种为主做见证的心。
And so all of us have this courage to testify for Him.
让这个在布道会当中，我们能够带领更多的这个慕道朋友来到主的面前。
And that during this evangelical services that we can bring more true seekers to come to Him.
当然我们傻懂了，我们娇惯了，但是唯有神才能够让他成长。
But we must remember we are the one who sow, but God is the one who allows it to grow.
但是我们有这样的心智主必带领我们。
And if we have such a determination, God will surely guide us.
因为传福音这个本是神托付给我们的一项工作。
Because we know that spreading the gospel is a work that God has entrusted upon us.
所以在布道会之前，我想我们大家也都应当为了这件事情来祷告。
And before the coming spiritual convocations, we should pray for this matter.
带领我们教会的圣工，也带领我们每一个人为主做工的这样的心智。
And not only to guide, not only to work for the Lord, but also to pray for ourselves to work for Him.
那么我们要得到主这样的一种带领。
If we want the Lord to guide us,
我们当然必须要建立跟主耶稣的这个亲密的关系。
We ourselves have established a very close relationship with God.
我们才能够得到丰盛的、丰富的主的力量。
Then only we can receive abundant strength from Him.
那么这种力量的取得是借着祷告而来。
And this kind of spiritual strength can only come from prayer.
所以一个教会是不能够忽略祷告的。
So for a church, it can never neglect prayer.
使徒时代另外一个特色就是他们很重视祷告。
Another quality of the apostolic church is that they emphasize heavily on prayer.
我们可以来看几节圣经。
Let's look into the Bible.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter one. 《
使徒行传》第一章十四节。
Verse 14.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。这边是记载主耶稣升天的时候那么交代这些门徒要在耶路撒冷等候。
Here is a record when Jesus was taken up in heaven, he has entrusted upon his disciple to wait in Jerusalem.
因为主应许这个保惠师圣灵马上就要降下来。
Because he promised to his disciple that this Holy Spirit will come.
所以很多爱主的、敬畏神的这些弟兄姐妹他们就在耶路撒冷的一个楼房上面，在那里恒切的来祷告。
So many people who love the Lord, they gathered themselves in Jerusalem and they prayed.
因为他们抱着这个期待，那么要来领受神所赐的圣灵。
And they were longing for this Holy Spirit that God has, the Lord Jesus has promised them.
那么果然在五旬节的时候，照着主耶稣应许，圣灵降下来了。
And truly, on the day of Pentecost, this Holy Spirit descended upon them.
就是第二章所记载的圣灵第一次降临的那样的情形。
And it's recorded in chapter 2, the situation when the Holy Spirit descended.
圣灵大大的充满来带领教会的这个整个进展。
And the Holy Spirit was filled with the whole house that everybody come and believe in Him.
所以我们常常在讲，我们盼望神带领我们，盼望神神的圣灵那么充满在我们当中。
And therefore we always emphasize that we ask the Lord to guide us and may His Spirit fill us.
但是我们相信这个不是用嘴巴讲 这个就了事了。
And we know that it's not just merely lip service.
我们有这样的一种期望，那么我们必须要全体弟兄姐妹啊，同心合意，那么像他们一样来恒切祷告。
And if we have such a hope, then we should all the more pray together like this disciple here.
一个恒切祷告的教会啊，那么我们必然能够看到他们呢真正合一的那样的情形。
And if the church pray together, we know that the church joined together as one.
因为他们是领受同一个灵的这个带领。
Because this church has received one common spirit for guidance.
我们每一个人呢、啊、都有他的一些啊想法，都有他的一些啊原则，他自己的立场。
And all of us here has their own thought as well as principle.
有他不同的一些观念。
As well as their own perspective.
但是唯有我们这个同心合一在神的面前，我们才能够真正的是一个合一的一个教会。
Then we know that this is the church of unity.
像以弗所书里面所说的
，just like in the book of Ephesians,
是连在我们的元首耶稣基督的身上。
That we are members that connect to our head, which is the Lord Jesus.
所以我们期望啊，有这个更丰盛的这个圣灵的带领。
And therefore we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us.
教会啊，弟兄姐妹必须要同心合意的恒切祷告。
And with that, we must pray together as one.
再来，我们来看十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 12.
十二章第五节。
Verse 5.
于是彼得就被囚在监里，教会啊却为他切切的祷告神。教会建立以后啊，这个圣工啊，非常活泼的来推展。
After when the church was established, the work of spreading the gospel was prospering.
但是啊，到第八章以后啊，就记载啊，那么教会遭受到逼迫了。
But starting from chapter 8 onward, we see that the church was persecuted and scattered.
常常啊，在圣工这个我们看到它这个有所果效、有所进展的时候啊，那么这个逼迫的工作、撒旦的工作啊，也跟着来。
Every time when we see when the church is growing and prospering, this is the time when Satan starts to work.
从使徒行传里面，我们很清楚的可以看到这样的一些过程。
And we can see this process very clearly, in this book of Acts.
所以当时很多的这个教会的啊领导者啊就被抓了。
So we can see that many of the leaders were being arrested.
有人被抓到监狱里头，有人被捕，甚至有人被杀了。
Some were put in the prison, some were killed.
教会啊，遭遇到空前的一些逼迫，所以下在监里，这个可以作为一个教会遭受到逼迫、遇到困难的一种代表。
And this is an epitome of how the church was being persecuted at the time when Peter was being kept in prison.
当教会遇到这些困难、逼迫的时候
，the time when church faced with problems and difficulty.
这里很清楚的记载说，教会啊，为他切切的祷告神。
Here it says very clearly that the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
那么教会当然就是所有弟兄姐妹的一个结合体。
And the church referred to all the brothers and sisters.
当教会遇到这样的一个困难在面前，那么大家没有灰心，大家同心合意的来为这件事情祷告。
Here we see that though they faced with such difficulty, they were not disappointed. Rather, they came together and pray.
所以他们马上看到啊，一件不可能的事情啊，变为可能了。
And then later on in that night, they see a miracle that happened.
一个被关在监牢里头的人呐、啊，那么神亲自啊叫天使把这个监牢的门把它打开来了。
Here we see that the Lord appeared and allowed the prison door to be opened and released Peter.
让他从这个被监禁的这样的一个地方啊，那么走出来。
And then Peter was able to walk out from prison.
任何的事情啊，不能够把神的这个道啊把它捆绑起来。
There was nothing in this world that will be able to tie or prevent the gospel from spreading.
那么在不同的时代，在不同的地方啊，也许我们遭遇到的这些困难呢、啊，都不一样。
Although in different time and era, we're faced with different difficulty.
但是解决的方法却是一样。
But there's only one solution.
就是这里所说的教会啊，为这件事情来切切祷告。
And solution is that the church was praying earnestly to God for Peter.
所以当教会的发展，那么我们发现呢、啊，有什么样的困难的时候
？And whenever we meet with problem in church.
那么带领全体弟兄姐妹啊，来祷告神，求主为我们开路，这个是一个必要的一件工作。
And it's important to guide the rest of brothers and sisters to come together and pray.
我们求神呢、啊，也让我们能够体验到神这样的一个带领。
And we pray to the Lord that He will have such guidance for us to pray.
在我们教会发展的时候啊，那么遇到任何的困难，我们就跪在神的面前来求神带领。
And that whenever we face with problem or difficulty, we can come together and pray to Him.
让教会真正能够成为一个同心合一的教会。
So that we can be a church of unity.
我们再看十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 13.
十三章的第一节。
Verse 1.
在安提阿的教会当中，有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴。和称呼尼杰的西面、古尼奈人路球和分封之王西利同养的马念，并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候啊，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工，于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。啊，这里十三章以后啊，那么就是记载那个使徒啊，他们第一次到国外啊去宣教的。这个情形。
Here, starting from chapter 13, it tells us about the disciple going out to the rest of the world to preach the gospel.
这个在教会发展的历史上面呢、啊，那么是一个可以说是划时代的一个举动。
And this is one of a very important growth of the church.
当然，他们要做这样的一件工作啊，他们必然也经过开会，或者是经过很周密的。
And before they are being sent off to other places to church, other places to preach, I'm sure that they have come together for many meetings.
说起来，这些都是我们的本分。
And this is indeed our responsibility.
但是他们也没有忘记做这件事情的时候啊，他们是怎么样来进行的。
And here we can see that they have never forgotten to pray and fast.
他们要做这件重要的工作的时候啊，那么是在这个进食祷告的时候，那么圣灵来带领他们。
It was before they partake into this very important work that they came together to fast and to pray and asking for the Holy Spirit to guide them.
那么今天我们教会啊，也时常是吧会面临啊，我们要做一个重大的决策，那么要这个带领教会啊，这个来从事一件圣工的这样的情形。
And today, oftentimes we're faced with many big important decisions when we're working for the Lord in church.
那么越在这个时候啊，那么这个经节啊，也让我们能够体会啊，是深刻的。
And all the more, we can attest to this verse, which is to fast and pray.
在祷告当中，求神带领我们，让我们呢、啊、知道怎么样来做这样的决定。
It is only in prayer that we know and we can ask the Lord to guide us in making decisions.
来给这些啊，圣工的干部啊，能够有聪明智慧。
And then we pray to the Lord that the servant of God will have wisdom and power.
是从上头来的智慧。
And this wisdom comes from above, from God Himself.
我们也求神啊，今天在教会里面，让我们可以看到这些这样的一种智慧。
And also we pray to the Lord that we can see such wisdom among our brothers and sisters.
因为我们期望啊，做一件工作是神所悦纳的。
And we all hope that all the work that we take on is one that will be pleased by God.
是一件对能够荣耀神，也能够造就我们信徒的一件圣工。
Not only one that will glorify God, but also will benefit and edify brothers and sisters.
所以让我们在祷告当中来决定事情。
And therefore, it is in our prayer that will make our decision.
这样子才能够让我们的脚步啊不至于偏差。
Then only we will not stray away from this path.
那么这些啊都是在使徒时代的这个教会啊，那么他们这个所做的一些事情。
And all these things are the things that they were doing during the time of apostolic church.
虽然年代经过这么久，
after so many many years,
但是我们对神的这样的一种信靠啊是没有改变的。
Our faith in God has never failed to change.
神的带领方式也是没有改变的。
And the way He guides us never changed.
所以使徒时代的教会啊，那么是我们今天一个愿意成长的教会啊，一个最好的模范。
And therefore, the church of apostles is a church.Which is to set as our model today.
求神也带领我们温哥华教会。
And I pray to the Lord to guide our church in Vancouver.
让我们也能够看到我们的教会啊，能够成长，那么像使徒时代的教会一样。
So that our church can grow just like the church in the apostle time.
我们相信呢、啊，只要我们有愿做的心，主的带领必然时刻在我们的教会里面可以见得到。
And I believe that if we have a willing heart, then the Lord will show us the church like the church in apostolic time.
愿主耶稣祝福我们每一位，祝福我们的教会。
May the Lord guide all of us here as well as this church.
让我们每一个人，那以至于我们教会，那么都是不断的在成长中的。
And so that all of us can continue to grow in this truth.
能够在每一个地方啊，来荣耀神的名。
And that in everywhere we go, we can glorify His name.
晚上我们用这些来做我们彼此互相的勉励。
And tonight I use this for our mutual encouragement.